From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. The U.S. State Department says it's received credible reports that hundreds of people have been killed or injured in clashes between protesters and government security forces in Libya. But the son of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is defending the use of force. On Libyan state television, Saif el-Islam Gaddafi said,
"I also say that there have been mistakes committed on both sides. The police and particularly the army, who has not been prepared to facing angry crowds. They're trying to defend their headquarters, their weapons, their equipment."
That's a CNN translator. The younger Gaddafi also says the army stands behind his father as, quote, leader of the battle in Tripoli, unquote. Libyan expatriates are speaking out against what's happening in their home country. In Cairo, a group protested outside of the Libyan embassy. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says there are also signs of upheaval in the Libyan government.
In another sign of the fracturing political situation inside Libya, the representative of Libya to the Arab League here in Cairo resigned tonight. He said that he was with the protesters, with the people, and could no longer remain silent in the face of the violence being launched against them.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is accusing U.S. forces of killing more than 50 civilians in airstrikes. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports NATO officials are investigating.
Karzai repeated the allegations made by the governor of Kunar province in the northeast along the Pakistani border that airstrikes killed 13 insurgents, but also three elderly men, 22 women, and 26 children in the village of Ghaziabad. NATO officials had earlier said surveillance footage showed only armed insurgents had been killed in what was described as rugged terrain in an extremely remote part of the sparsely populated province. NATO officials say they have sent a team to investigate the incident. U.S. military sources in the past have been criticized for announcing the deaths of militants that were later revealed to be civilians. Still, monitoring groups say the Taliban and other insurgents are to blame for 3/4 of civilian deaths in the conflict. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Congressional lawmakers are drawing lines in the sand over the federal budget. A key House Republican acknowledges the Democrat-controlled Senate's unlikely to go along with the deep cuts passed by the House. But Budget Chair Paul Ryan says the GOP will not agree to a funding extension that maintains current spending levels. A Tennessee company is apologizing for suspending a woman for talking on her cell phone while at work. Teresa Danford knew she was breaking the rules, but she says her Marine son in Afghanistan has only access to a satellite phone once a month. Crane Interiors says she'll now be paid for the 3 days she was suspended. This is NPR. Organizers of the largest tennis tournament in Latin America say the Mexican government is promising stepped-up security in Acapulco, where 12 taxi drivers or passengers have been killed in a spate of attacks. Acapulco has been the site of drug cartel turf wars, with taxi drivers targeted for extortion or recruited as lookouts for gangs. Police say 4 suspects are in custody. Long-serving leaders in North Africa may have trouble holding on to power, but it seems to be a different story in East Africa. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, has just extended his quarter century in power.
Museveni won a fourth term with more than 2/3 of the vote, according to Uganda's Electoral Commission. Kizza Besigye, a former ally of Museveni, won about 1/4 of the vote. Besigye said the election was rigged, but has not called for street protests. Western observers found a number of irregularities at polling sites and decried widespread vote buying. Museveni's political rise began in the late 1970s when he led one of the rebel groups that ousted the reviled Ugandan dictator Idi Amin. Museveni came to power in 1986 and initially won praise for bringing stability and relative prosperity to Uganda. Today, though, critics call him increasingly autocratic and say he needs to make way for fresh leadership. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
Moviegoers know Liam Neeson, and they like him. His new thriller, Unknown, debuted in the top spot at the weekend box office. It stars Neeson as a botanist who awakens from a coma to find another man has taken his identity. I Am Number 4 was in second place. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.